trip immediately following this service. So our new members and all of the church leaders and ministry leaders, I'm going to ask that you remain in the main sanctuary for our service today, for our new members. And then we'll be having a luncheon in the youth church following that. Also, we ask that you continue to pray for the Knight family. Rufus O. Knight, the son of Deacon Rufus Knight, had some procedures this past week. And thank you for your prayers that went well. And pray that you would continue to keep the family uplifted in prayer, that God would continue to guide and bless them. Amen? And lastly, we're going to ask that you would sign up for our Vacation Bible School. That's coming up in June, June 20th through the 23rd. So sign up for that. You can do that today. We're trying to get a count of how many people will attend that so that we will know how many to prepare for. Amen? How many enjoying themselves today? Enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Amen. We want to follow up on some things that we've been talking about. I want to take you to a passage of Scripture. Matter of fact, two passages of Scripture found in the Gospel of John and also 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Not going to keep you a long time, but we do want to share some things with you today that I feel is very, very important for us in our spiritual walk. St. John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well to take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Just for a few moments, I want to share with you the subject, the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy. You may be seated. Lord God, we ask that you would speak to us now as we've studied and as we have prayed. We ask that you would speak to the hearts of your people. Remind us of the things that we need to know and do that we might glorify and honor your name. Lord, these are critical times that we're living in, and people need to know the direction of where things are going. They need to understand where we are and, God, how close we are getting to the coming of Christ. Remind us, Lord, that we're your people and the sheep of your pasture. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. How many of you would agree with me that we are living in dark times? Amen. We're living in times that we have never seen before, unprecedented. The evil that is taking place in our world and the things that are going on around us. And many are asking the question, Lord, where are we? Where are we? How close are we to the coming again of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Some of us are asking personal questions. Lord, are we in trouble? And the answer is, you're in a troubled environment. You're in a very troubled environment, a very unstable world. And you're asking the question, what's going to happen next? All of this has to do with prophecy. It is going to happen as the Bible says it's going to happen. So the first thing I want you to do is calm down. And the reason why I say calm down is because God's got it under control. He's got everything under control. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to take God by surprise. It takes us by surprise, but we're not, because we're not prepared. And that's where the spirit of prophecy comes in. You and I are unaware of God's dealing with us and God informing us of the things that will happen because we either don't pray or we don't read the scripture as we ought to. And the Lord wants you to be forewarned. Forewarned. Because when these things, he said, now don't let your heart be troubled. Didn't he say that? Don't be deceived. Didn't he say that? We should not respond to life as the world does. We should respond as a child of God. Amen. So I want to take you through a few scriptures today to remind you of how much God is in control and why he sent back the Holy Spirit into your life. Why do we have the Holy Spirit? Why is he guiding us and teaching us the things that we need to know? Because he wants you to come through these times, not to get lost in these times. Everybody with me, say amen. Amen. Very quickly, we're going to go through this, the spirit of prophecy, and then we're going to go back to that. Remember that spiritual dashboard? We're going to go back to that, and we're going to update it at the end of this message to show you how the Holy Spirit comes in and provides through prophecy, through the Word of God, to let you know you're going to make it. Amen. Look at somebody for the first time and tell them you're going to make it. Yeah, you're going to make it. You didn't come this far for God to give up on you now. You're going to make it. And God's going to keep you informed as to what's happened. So how does the Holy Spirit work in our lives? What does he do? What is his function in our life? How does he come to reveal prophecy to us? I want to give you a couple of things that the Spirit of God does for us and how he ministers to us in the absence of Jesus. Now, I want you to know that God the Spirit, God the Father, and God the Son, they're one. May not add up in your mind, but that's what God says about himself, and I'll take that. Amen? That's what he says. So we need to understand that all scripture, all prophecy before in the Bible had to do with Jesus. It had to do with the coming of Jesus. Now, of course, there were certain things that the Lord told the prophets in a temporary basis. He would tell them, go here, say this, and do that. That was on a temporary basis. But when you look at the scripture, when you look at the Bible, as far as eternal life and God's eternal plan, it all has to do with Jesus. Nothing in the Bible could be of more relevance, more importance than Jesus Christ. He said to the religious leaders one time, search the scripture. In them you think you have eternal life, and they're the ones that testify of me. Nothing greater, no other topic in the Bible could be greater and will be greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the one you gave your life to. That's the one you trusted in. That's the one who saved you from sin, who brought you out, Jesus Christ. So all scripture before in the Old Testament had to do with the coming of Jesus. Now prophecy, guess what? Now that Jesus has come, guess what prophecy has to do with now? Jesus Christ. Everything centers around him. In other words, his coming again into this world to redeem and to bring out of this world those that he saved. So let's back up and I've already taken you to the end of time. Let's back up a little bit and I'm going to take you through time. How's that? All of that in 15 minutes. Pretty good, huh? All right, so when you think about the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you without a comforter. I'll get into that in just a minute. But he also comes to reveal truth. Would anybody debate with me that there are a whole lot of lies out there? Would anybody have any problem if I said that you go out in the world and you don't know whether you're hearing the truth or not? You just kind of take it for granted. People say, yeah, I'm going to fix your car and it's going to be ready tomorrow. Okay. We have a problem in this world defining what is truth. Pilate asked Jesus, what is the truth? And he was looking right at it. So what does the Holy Spirit do? He comes to do this, guide you. Guide you. Has anyone ever guided you someplace? You went to a strange city and they say, okay, I'm going to take you to the place, follow me. The Holy Spirit comes as the paraclete, one who is alongside us so we don't walk by ourselves. He is with us to guide us, notice the word, into all truth. God does not want you to fall for the world's lie. He does not want you to become a victim of the lies and the deception that is going on in this world. So that's the role of the Holy Spirit. The other thing he comes to do is to comfort us. Notice the word Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. How many of you all, if Jesus was right here, right now, you'd be real comfortable. You would know nothing gonna happen in my life because I got Jesus. I've got the Lord with me. Guess what? You've got the Holy Spirit. And when Jesus used that word another, he meant one who would comfort you as if I was there with you. The Holy Spirit is going to comfort you the same way. He says he'll not speak of himself. He's going to testify of me. He's going to tell you everything that I would tell you were I there with you. Now, you say, well, where did Jesus go? He went to represent us before the Father. You needed a judge. You needed someone, a lawyer. You needed an advocate with God. Because if you try to get to heaven, if you try to stand before God on your own, you will be condemned. But when you stand before God in Christ, you are as righteous as God himself. Why? Because he gave you his righteousness. That's what he did for you. That's what he did for me. Now you've got the Holy Spirit to comfort you. And notice it also says, abide with us, to live with us. My wife and I, we abide together according to the law because we are married. The Holy Spirit comes into your life to be that companion who is with you, not just for a few days, but forever. So, again, the Spirit of God comes to what? Guide us and to abide with us. Now, with that in mind, that being said, we're going to get into some other things that he does. He also comes to reveal to you things to come. Things to come. Doesn't mean so you can be a hot shot, know everything, try to impress everybody. That's not the reason why the Spirit of God keeps you informed about where you're going. He keeps you informed because you are a child of God. You're loved by him. You're special to him. And God is not going to take his hands off of your life until you get to glory. And then you're going to be in the presence of God and you'll be saved forevermore. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus. Amen? Now, it says this in the book of Revelation, that Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Going back to what we said earlier, every prophecy has to deal with him. He fulfills everything. Without him, the world would just fall apart. But now God is abiding in us. Here's the problem. We don't always feel like it. Very insecure. Things happening on the political realm. Lord, what's going to happen next? I hate for my wife to watch the news. I can't believe they did that. And I'm sitting back. I'm chilling out because I know they can go no further than what God allows them. So when these things begin to happen to you and me, when you're going through these stressful times, God informs you where you are and how you're moving closer toward the fulfillment of his promise in your life. Amen. Let me give you one example. How many of y'all would ever love to live in a mansion? Oh, nobody wants to live. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I ain't mean to mess with you. You're not there now, but the Bible promises you that you would live in your father's house. Not, and some of us, we downplay that. Oh, yeah, it's going to be nice. Okay, let me put it to you this way. No more rent payment. No more mortgage. No more taxes. You don't even have to pay for your food. Are y'all kidding me? Everything is paid for you. I know somebody that's shouting, hallelujah, Jesus. But now, that place we're not in now. But the spirit of prophecy tells you that every time you lose a loved one, you know if they're in Christ, you know exactly where they're going so that your spirit does not get troubled. The spirit of prophecy in Jesus Christ lets you know that God has worked out a perfect plan that cannot fail. And even though you are attacked on a daily basis, it cannot break you. You got it in you. God has given you his spirit so that no matter what happens in life, you can say, I'm good. I'm good. I'm real good. Matter of fact, I know where I'm going. See, the devil is the only one with a short time. You and I've got eternity. He can come and mess with you if you want to. Yeah, you can touch my body. You can do a whole lot of stuff to me. But you can't take my soul because somebody already got it. So you have the spirit of prophecy. You have the spirit of God that dwells in you. Let me give you a couple of things that he does as he's working in our life. Peter says in 2 Peter, he says we have a more sure word of prophecy. Back then, the Spirit of God would move on the prophet, and then we have it now in the form of writing. But we have a more sure word of prophecy because Jesus fulfilled every one of the things that it said he would do. Isaiah 53, Christ fulfilled everything that was in there. Why is it more sure? Because Jesus said, okay, done that. When he cried from the cross, it is finished, he meant that it is finished. Everything that God had wanted him to do in expressing the word of God and fulfilling the word of God, Jesus did it. Now the rest of it, it says that he's waiting until all things are placed under his feet. All authority in heaven and in earth, all of the universe is going to bow down and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. And then guess what he's going to do? He's going to present this group of people called the church of the living God. He's going to present us spotless before God, full of the glory and honor of God. Would y'all say we're spotless now? Yeah, I don't know about that. But before we get to glory, everything that God has to say to us and about us, Christ is going to do it. He's going to do it in our lives, and I'm so glad he's still working on me. Well, let me tell you what this more sure word of prophecy has to do with all also. Whenever someone comes up and they'll tell you, well, yeah, the Bible, it says such and such, but you need to hear what I'm saying. You can listen to them if you want to, but if it ain't in here, I don't need it. I really don't need it. It might sound nice, it might be all good and fine, but if it ain't in here, I don't need it. And guess what? What is in here, God's going to make it clear to you. Second thing we understand about the sure word of prophecy is that it's like a day star. How many of y'all have ever gotten up before dawn and you watched the day coming? If you've ever watched it on land, you need to watch it on the sea. And my wife and I, we were out on a cruise, you know, how you cruising, just enjoying everything, eating too much and doing a whole bunch of other. But if you watch the sun come up, Miss Campbell, it doesn't just rise, it pops up out of the water. And I said, oh my God. And God said, that's right. This is a reference. The day star is a reference to the planet Venus. And in the culture of that day, they felt like the planet Venus was a day star. They called it that. Peter ascribes this to the star of David, the holy one, the righteous one. He ascribes it to Jesus. Now, here's what happened. The day star rises in your heart. So while the world is looking at everything getting darker, you're looking at everything getting lighter because God's talking to you. Somebody missed it. When God speaks to you, when God walks with you, you are never lost. If he saved you from sin, he will keep you out of sin. You will walk in the light as he is in the light because your fellowship is with him. How many of y'all ever said this to yourself? Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm going to trust you. And then as you started walking through it, it got brighter and brighter and brighter because you knew it was in God's hand. That's what it means to have that day star. That's what it means to have Christ shining in your heart. While the world is looking dark and gloomy, we can say, thank God you got it all under control. Then the last thing of the Lord, the last couple of things I want to say about it. It says that no prophecy is by private interpretation, which means they did not get it from something they just thought up. People will say, well, yeah, the Bible says that, but, you know, we don't know. Yeah, we do know. Because the Spirit bears witness in our spirit that we're the children of God. Let me tell you something. Because you have the Holy Spirit, you can wake up tomorrow and you're not having a relapse into sin because you realize that God is keeping you. Are y'all with me? Let me put it to you this way. When I was born a Coleman, all right, I never had to get up and wonder who I was because one thing I knew I was a Coleman. Y'all get that? When you are saved as a child of God, you don't have to wake up and wonder if you're saved because the Holy Spirit will remind you who you are. He'll guide you and he'll teach you everything that you need to know. And last part I want to bring out about this is that God not only is that day star in your light, he turns you into a light. You put the light in something and then what it's in also is brightened up. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. How are we the light of the world? Because the Holy Spirit living in you lights up your life. He makes you a light so that you can let your light shine and that you can be a blessing to others. Now, let me close the message. I told you I was going to close it, right? I knew all along that putting in this spiritual dashboard and adding the word threat did not match the rest of the words. Not just because it started with a P, but it did not match what the Spirit of God was doing. So I prayed over it and I said, Lord, you got to tell me what this means. We know prayer is important. We know practice is important. We know praise is important. And then the Lord whispered, prophecy. If you don't know what's going on, life is going to always have you on edge. If you don't understand that it's in God's hand, life will always have you worked up. It won't take a whole lot to worry you to death. How many of y'all ever said, I'm about worried to death? I ain't worried to death, I'm worried to life. I'm blessed and highly favored. Hello, somebody. So prophecy comes in. I wanted, first of all, for you to know that there are threats, but I can tell you that every threat has been addressed by God Almighty. Oh, can I talk to you? You've been given the spirit of prophecy to let you know who walks with you, to let you know that it's in God's hand. I'm the type of person I like to do, but there's some times when I can't do. But thank God I got somebody who can do, and he lives in me. You got the spirit of prophecy because the Lord is walking by your side. He wants to inform you where you're going. He wants to inform you how that he will keep you every step of the way. What if you walk with God and God never said anything to you between here and glory? You would feel left out. You know, my thing is, when I'm driving the car, I like to drive. My wife likes to talk. What you doing now? I'm driving. God talks with you. He brings his word to life so that you won't have to walk through these dark times questioning God. He'll show you exactly what it means and where you are. He may not tell you everything, but he'll tell you what you need to know. The spirit of prophecy comes in to address every threat in your life, every danger. And Paul did a list of them in Romans chapter 8. He went through a whole list of stuff that would attack us in life. And then he asked the question, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall sickness or peril or even death? He says, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. You've got God talking you through this life. So now let me just give you my little word picture of what it means for God to walk with you in the spirit of prophecy. Let me just show you exactly. When the disciples knew that Jesus was going to die, they didn't know how to handle it. As a matter of fact, many times they'd block it out of their mind. The Gospel of Mark said they did not understand. But as it began to happen, Jesus had to first speak with them as much as possible. But then they were still troubled because they did not believe. Women came back and said, "Hey, we just saw Jesus. We saw him. He's alive." "Oh, something wrong with you." And Jesus would then come and appear to them and say, why are you so stubborn-hearted? And then after 50 days, Jesus went back to glory. Or 40 days, he went back to glory. Now what? Are they going to have a relapse into doubt? No, the Bible says on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came down and he ascended upon them as flaming tongues of fire that sat upon each of them. Now, some of us look at that, well, that's a long time ago. You got the same Holy Spirit now. They would have relapsed into their old way of thinking, their old way of living, but something on the inside started telling them, that's not the way you live. You got to walk this thing. You got to live for God. And that's exactly what they did. The same ones who were cowards now are bold and preaching God's word, not even afraid to lay down their life because they knew they were living out God's plan. Church, we are in the days where prophecy is being fulfilled right in front of your eyes. You'd better wake up and pay attention. Otherwise, you're going to be in darkness like everyone else. But thank God we are in the light as he is in the light. And we have this word, fellowship. Fellowship. We can encourage one another and say, hey, we're going to make it. Hey, we're all right. Stuff start breaking down, things start happening in the world, bombs being dropped. That's okay. We're all right because we're God's people. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and then watch God fulfill every promise that he ever made to us. Because now the prophecies are all about the fulfillment of promises. Right in the Word. And one of them is my mansion. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for your glorious power. Thank you for your strength. And Lord, I pray that as those are listening online, those that are listening in this room, that they pay attention to what you're doing. We don't know what's next, but as we go to your word, your Holy Spirit will make this word come alive so that we can believe with all of our heart and trust you to do your will. Thank you that we are now your witnesses to let others know. When you tell us, we can let others know what you're doing and how you're moving. Bless now as only you can do. And Lord, continue to lead us in the spirit of prophecy that it might glorify and honor your name. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus and for his glory. And all the people said, amen, amen. Real quick, we're going to ask that if there are any, that if you're unsaved, if you've never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the first thing the Spirit of God wants to do is to bring you into the body of Christ. If you're not in the body of Christ, I'm not talking about church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about being in him. If you're not, you can make that confession. If you're online, you know you can't come in here, but you can write to us, pastor@crossroadbc.com, and we'll be happy to respond back to you and let you know that believing on Jesus, you can be saved. Amen? Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. May the Lord bless you. And I'm praying that you will have that spirit of prophecy living in you. Amen. God bless you. Amen? I'm going to ask the Colemans to give us another selection. While the officers come, we're going to go get ready to receive our offering. I'm going to ask our officers to please come.